Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Phil Lynch. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny Frazella. Pitching for the New York Mets, Danny Frazella. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones strikes out. 1 out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Charles hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Buchek strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hundley moves to second. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frizzella fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Lynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny Frizzella is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Frizzella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball towards left. Reynolds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Reynolds. Beckert tags and scores. Williams tags and moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Williams steals third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grote fires to third and picks off Williams. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frizzella fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Frizzella. Spangler moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spangler scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Hundley moves to second. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holtzman bunts towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Buchek covering, for the out. Hundley moves to third. Phillips moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis juggles the ball. That's an error on Davis. Hundley scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jack Fisher now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Beckert moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swoboda hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buchek is 0-for-1 in the game. Buchek is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Spangler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spangler moves to third. Hundley moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips is walked intentionally. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Holtzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holtzman strikes out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it and throws to home to get Spangler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Lynn's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lynn's is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn's hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Goosen pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Greg Goosen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Goosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Renouf now pitching. Greg Goosen now catching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Goosen for a passed ball. Beckert moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Becker tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Spangler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Butchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Charles moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. Davis moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Butchek is 0-for-2 in the game. Butchek strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hundley is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Butchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Holtzman is 0-for-2 in the game. Holtzman bunts towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holtzman for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to third. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Beckert is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bucek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Hal Renef. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Goosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Goosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spangler who is chasing the ball. Charles reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Connors now pitching. Bob Johnson now playing first base. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Banks is 0-for-4 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hundley is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Goosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Bucek is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bucek is 0-for-3 in the game. Bucek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.